The Tazen Sifkot and Aleph writes that there are two separate points of contention between Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshes. The first machlokes between them is that according to Rav Chisda, bread does not need a bracha achrayna, and according to Rav Sheshes, it does. The second machlokes between them is that according to Rav Sheshes, with bread it makes a difference if one leaves people behind or not, but according to Rav Chisda, it makes no difference, as with bread one never needs a new bracha. And with fruit, leaving someone behind doesn't help. Even according to Rav Sheshes, the Taz continues, leaving someone behind only helps for bread. Accordingly, the Taz writes, the Rif and Rambam disagree with Taisus and the Rosh on two separate points. The first point is that the Rif and Rambam paskin like Rav Sheshes, while Taisus and the Rosh paskin like Rav Chisda. And the second point is that according to the Rif and Rambam, when the Gemara says one makes a bracha achrayna, it means that one is obligated to make a bracha achrayna, while according to Taisus and the Rosh, this is merely a suggestion to ensure that one doesn't forget altogether to say a bracha achrayna, but one is not really obligated to say a bracha achrayna before continuing. And this machlokes, the Rif and Rambam against Taisus and the Rosh, is the machlokes, the Machaber and the Ramah, that the Machaber holds like the Rif and Rambam, and the Ramah paskins like the Taisus and the Rosh. The Taz and Sifkot and Beis writes that according to the Machaber, in the case of one who left the house where he started eating bread, he acted improperly by leaving first without saying a bracha achrayna. Even though he didn't say the bracha achrayna in its proper time and location, when he returns, he must say it before he continues his meal, according to the Machaber. The Taz in Sifkot and Gimel writes on the Machaber in Sif Beis that fruit and similar items which do not need a bracha achrayna in their original location, for those things, it doesn't help to leave someone behind. And when the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Beis writes that fruit is equivalent to bread, he only means in respect to that it needs a new bracha on the Shinoi Makim, but not regarding leaving someone behind, where the Machaber would hold that helps for bread, but it does not help for fruit and other things which do not need a bracha achrayin in their original location. In Sifkot and Vav, the Taz explaining the Ramah and Sif Beis disagrees with the Ramah's statement that leaving someone behind helps for foods which do not need a bracha in their original location, as the Taz has emphasized this point a number of times previously. The Taz writes in Sifkot and Zayin that the Ramah's distinction in Sif Aleph, that intent helps for bread within one house but not from one house to another, is only relevant according to the Mechaber's position, and the Ramah there is merely explaining the Mechaber's opinion but not writing a Psak Halacha. However, the Ramah himself holds that with bread, intent is not needed at all, and presumably for other foods it would not help, even from one room to room within a building, the way the Taz is explaining the Ramah.